Shalom, 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 brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach. Greetings in Yahushua's name. Yahushua HaMashiach, for those who don't know, is the original name of the Messiah. Some call him Savior. He's also the Redeemer, the Deliverer. His original name is Yahushua. But this name was translated to the popular Latin Greek name Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, there's a great importance to learn the name of the Messiah. That is the original name, which is the Hebrew name. And this is linked to the times we are in, which is the Great Tribulation, because the name Jesus Christ was created so as to divert people from the truth and eventually lead as many people as possible into martyrdom, or should I say bloodshed, because that's all the devil loves, bloodshed. So the anti-Messiah will take on the name Jesus Christ and say he is Jesus Christ. And when he does, every name that is transliterated, so it could be Jesu, it could be Yesu, it could be Yetu, worldwide, whichever language people speak and the name has been translated into that language, that name will become accursed. It will become accursed because the anti-Messiah will be using it. The anti-Messiah cannot use and manipulate the name Yahushua HaMashiach, but he can, the Latin Greek name Jesus Christ or whichever other name has been created. This includes the name Yeshua, which is Y-E-S-H-U-A. Now, it's very important to learn the original name Yahushua HaMashiach and use it regularly. Use it, let it become part of you. Let it be, part of you, basically. Because a time is coming when it's very important to know that name and use it accordingly. Unfortunately, because many people have decided to reject this prophecy, many people are going to end up being massacred by the anti-Messiah as a result of using the name Jesus Christ and all its various translations. The reason is that when you call on that name after he has started using it, he is going to appear wherever you are. So it doesn't matter if you're in the bush hiding or anywhere you're hiding, he will just appear and say, "Here I am. What? How can I help you?" And the next thing is handcuffs and martyrdom. So it's very important to learn the name Jesus. Sorry, it's very important to learn the name Yahushua HaMashiach. Many people have tagged our ministry in a satanic way, saying that we don't like to use the name Jesus. And they go around lying about us and, without understanding. But let them do whatever they like. They'll face the consequences. You see, when you do things without understanding or without leading of the Holy Spirit, then it causes problems in the future. So I've got to the point whereby I don't have time to argue with people or to have to deal with every false information that is said. This is the time whereby you have to desire to purify yourself, as Daniel 12:10 says, work on yourself accordingly and in line with the will of Yah, the Creator, or you don't. And part of the process involves you learning some new things that you haven't had before. As Daniel chapter 12 clearly says that, some information was sealed up for the end times, and we are the people that need this information. So it's now coming up, and this was released to Daniel, this was released to John, and now that information is being released to us so that we can be able to make use of it. So the name that you call the Messiah really does matter. It does matter, especially in the future. For now, it doesn't matter. The name of Jesus Christ is still anointed, and any other name that is, you know, with like Jesus Christ, like Yesu, Jesu, Yetu, they, Jesus, those are anointed for now. But once the anti-Messiah appears, he makes his appearance, the name will lose its anointing that the Creator put in it. He only anointed those names just to save us from death, you know, from perish. He doesn't want us to perish. So that's why he anointed the name that is not the Hebrew names. And many people lack understanding of that. The Hebrew name carries a greater anointing than any other name that is called upon when calling the Savior. So you have to be the one to be ready to test and see, as the Lord says, ask him to prove it to you so that you can have your own testimony. I have had my testimony. My husband has got his own testimony. The rest is up to anyone else who wishes to grow in the Lord. And as far as I am concerned as well, the people that will be raptured will be by the time they are raptured, they'll be calling on that name, Yahushua HaMashiach, and not Jesus Christ. So that's the name they use, because they are Hebrew Israelites. But whether you're Hebrew Israelite or not, you are supposed to use that name to pray and to preach and other things. It's extremely important that everyone worldwide gets to learn the original name of the Messiah. That name is all over the Bible. It's all over the Bible, both in the Old and the New Testament. When you're reading the Hebrew Bible, everywhere you see the word redeemed or redeem or save or saved or deliver or delivered, the name Yahushua appears there, because that is what that name is in the Hebrew. That's what it means. Every time you call that name, you are saved. That's what the book of Acts is talking about, chapter 4, that when there's no other name above the name Jesus Christ, and when you call on this name, you are saved. Hallelujah. Okay, there's no other name above the name Yahushua HaMashiach, and when you call on the name Yahushua, you will be saved. So the name Yahushua means Yah saves. Yah saves. Yahushua. Yah saves. And Yah is the God the Father. That is his surname, or should I say family name. So just as we have family names on earth, he has a family name. Remember, he came first. He existed before everybody else on earth. And everything that... And we are created in his image and after his likeness. Well, the Trinity. Because the Holy Spirit is feminine. Holy Spirit is God the Mother. So all women, all girls are made in her image. Believe it or not. And Holy Spirit existed with God the Father even before the world was created. This is written in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 22 to 31. She says she existed even before everything else was created, and that we that accept her to operate in our lives are her children, and she loves us so much. but she has so many names. That's why it can be difficult to relate. She's the one member of the Holy Trinity Godhead who has more than one name. And there's a reason for it. So one of her names is Imaya, which is God the Mother. The other name is Shekinah Glory. And then the other name is Ruach HaKodesh, which is Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. The other name is Wisdom. So the book of Proverbs talks about her throughout. I think I'm forgetting. Well, she's also the Torah. She's the law that we read about in Joshua chapter 1:8. And the one where the Lord says, Yahweh God the Father says in Jeremiah 31:31-40 that he's creating a new covenant, and part of the new covenant requires him to fill us, to write his Torah on our hearts. He said he will write his law on our hearts in the spiritual realm, and that's the Holy Spirit filling us on Pentecost as the Torah. The Torah was revealed to Israel on Pentecost, and many years later, the Torah was given to Israel in the form of the holy, mighty rushing wind, Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, in the upper room in Jerusalem. So the first time it was on Mount Sinai in the desert, and the second time it was in the upper room in Jerusalem. So God the Father has a son name, and it's Yah. So when we say Yah saves, it means we are talking about God the Father saving us. And that's what the name of the Messiah is all about. Now, someone has had a dream that during the coming 3 days of darkness, which are going to be worldwide, the name of Jesus Christ may not be very powerful to use. The demons out there may resist a bit, you know, and you will have to apply other weapons when praying if you choose to continue not to use the name Yahushua HaMashiach. So that's something that is very important to know, that there will be demons released from the pits of hell, as the Bible says. But what the Lord has revealed in addition to that prophetically is that some of these demons don't know all these translated names that we use. They only recognize the Hebrew name Yahushua HaMashiach. So I encourage you to learn the Hebrew name of the Messiah so that you can enjoy the blessings that come with it. There are many blessings that come with that name. I encourage you not to use the name Yeshua or Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, because it has no meaning whatsoever. And the Lord is really rebuking people for using it. It's a name that the devil decided to come up with once again to create a diversion from the truth so that people can be misled. So the name is not Yeshua. It starts with Yah. It is Yahushua. Yahushua or Yahshua or Yahusha. It has to be Yah, nothing else. It has to be Yah. Each and every member of the Holy Trinity Godhead has the name Yah in their name. That is to link them back to God the Father. And the Lord Yahweh says that in the future we will bear his name. That is something he has written in the fourth, it's called the fourth book of Ezra. But I would say it's a long story, because Ezra wrote Ezra, Nehemiah. Though Ezra and Nehemiah are one book, to some people they are two books. And then there's the first Esdras and the second Esdras. That's why some people say it's four books altogether. So that the final book he wrote bears some prophetic information regarding the days to come, which some of which is already in our book, in the book of Revelation. informing us that we will bear his name in the future. Hallelujah. And he has already said in the Revelation 7 that he is going to seal us with his name. Hallelujah. So the seal comes in three ways. There is the blood of Jesus Christ. Then there is the Holy Spirit indwelling us. And then there is the name Yah being written on our foreheads. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I think I'm going to stop here for now. I just wanted to talk about the name of the Messiah. And just to remind everyone that it's very important to learn this name and to use it. Sometimes when ministering, we just use the name Jesus Christ. For those who are more familiar with that and more comfortable with that, but we still know in our hearts that the name Yahushua is the most important name to learn. And we actually use it all the time in our day-to-day life. That's the name that we use to pray, to preach, and to do many other things. So today is Friday, the 1st of April, 2022. And it's the 29th day of the Hebrew month called Adar Bet, the 13th month of the year. So today, the year comes to an end, and tomorrow we celebrate, or should I say, beginning with this evening at sunset, we are celebrating Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So head of the month and head of the year, which is New Year's Day, and also the first day of the month. I'm going to talk about that in the next, well, a little bit about that, because it's not yet Rosh Chodesh as such. I may not say too much about the month of Nisan. I want to focus on the 1st of April today. So yes, today is Friday, the 1st of April, 2022. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Remain blessed, brethren, in Yahushua. And I hope you're preparing for the Passover festival that is coming up. It's one of the most important festivals on the calendar of the Most High God. It's the season to celebrate Yah's salvation. So let us not take it for granted. Hallelujah, because it speaks of deliverance from bondage. And this is it's that festival that made this the new year to be moved to around end of March or beginning of April on the Roman Gregorian calendar, but on the Hebrew calendar it's the month of Nisan, which is also known as Aviv or Abib. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to stop here for now. Please learn the name Yahushua and get into the habit of using it regularly, so that you don't perish. Brethren, it's very important that you learn this name, because the days we are in are dangerous days. I mean, the Antichrist is coming into office soon, but there are still some things that have to happen before he comes in, and those things haven't happened yet. One of the things that has to happen before he takes center stage is the 3 days of darkness. The other thing is the fiery kickoff event. So there has to be some kind of destruction in New York before this happens. The other thing that has to happen is the 40 days of the ministration of the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. Oh, and the dead in Christ have to rise before the anti-Messiah comes onto the scene. The anti-Messiah is Obama. For those who don't know, Barack Hussein Obama, his name is in the Bible, but you can only see it in the Hebrew language. This is why I keep emphasizing that you read your Hebrew Bibles. You try to learn some Hebrew. Some people despise us for saying that, and they attack us. That is their problem. If you're not ready to dig deeper in the things of God, that's really up to you. But I'm letting you know now that all these years, if Christians were reading the Hebrew Bible, they would have known the name of the anti-Messiah even before he came onto the scene in 2009 as the 44th president of the USA. And so they know that. They know most people don't read Hebrew. They have done a very good job to make sure that people don't learn Hebrew by turning the whole thing to Christianity. I mean, changing Messianic Judaism to Christianity and then cutting out the Hebrew roots of the faith in Jesus Christ so that nobody observes the Hebrew calendar, nobody reads the Bible from a Hebrew perspective. So they've done a very, very good job to prepare the world not to know who he is in advance. And many people may even end up not knowing who he is for a long time until Elijah and Enoch come back to expose him. And by the way, when I say Elijah and Enoch coming back, I don't mean that they are the two witnesses. No, the two witnesses are two different people, a man and a woman, who have not been revealed to the world yet, but can be revealed individually if you ask the Lord to show you. They are husband and wife, and they are members of the bride, Revelation 14 bride of Yahushua. So they will be raptured, but then the Lord will send them back to the earth, place them in Jerusalem at the Wailing Wall, where they will minister for 3.5 years, releasing the second war. So the second war is part of the seventh seal. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to stop here for now. Please continue to encourage yourself in the Lord and learn a little bit of Hebrew. It will go a very long way for you. All this while, when the Lord told us that in Revelation 13:18 that we should be able to figure out who the anti-Messiah is, that the number of his name is 666. The name was already in the Bible. You just have to look in Luke 10:18 to actually get that name. The first name and the surname that he uses are there. His middle name is just there to link him to Islam, because he's going to come as the Islamic Mark D. But anyway, that is explained in some of our teachings, which haven't been shared. Some have been shared, some haven't, but it is well. I need to stop here. Remain blessed. Shalom.